and welcome to our podcast, Hebrews Verse by Verse, brought to you by Teleos. This captivating podcast will not only impart the wonderful book of Hebrews, but it will also show you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in Hebrews. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
I'm William Stewart. Welcome back to our Verse by Verse study on the book of Hebrews. I am so glad you're here. Such a great study. We're in chapter 2, talking about our precious Savior as the on who the book of Hebrews concentrates. The first real half of the book does comparisons for the sake of the immature Hebrew believers and showing that Christ in our Christian walk and daily lives is better, better Savior, really, which we believe had experienced as young believers, but also better in our daily lives, a great high priest of Jesus, that we'll see several passages here in the upcoming chapters, this chapter and chapter 4. So in chapter 2, he has gone from a more direct comparison to the angels and has spent the first great portion of this chapter talking about Jesus as our Savior and that he had sanctified, the one who sanctifies was the brother, basically. He called them brothers, the ones being sanctified. So there's a connection there of brotherhood, of the sanctification, that is not present with the angels. The angels are not our Savior. The angels are not God, we learn from chapter 1. He's not, and not our Savior, as we know from chapter 2. And there's this connection then with Christ of Christians that are not there with the angels, who are ministering spirits, which are important, but don't come up to the status, the name of Jesus. Jesus is God. Jesus created the earth. He's one essence with the Father. Again, we learn from chapter 1. Jesus just has it so much better than the angels, and he's trying to get the Hebrews to wake up. So in chapter 15, he continues this association, really, with chapter 14, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. So not only was there a connection to the sanctification, Christ sanctified and the Christians were sanctified, that they're Christ's brothers, but Christ also being man, shared flesh and blood, and also will learn the experiences and temptation that men do. That through death, he might destroy him that have power of death, that is the devil, completing the verse. So what's this mean? Well, that Christ, coming to earth, being born of the Virgin Mary, and taking on human flesh, then provided for man, a perfect Savior. Savior is God without sin, tempted in every way. That man was being a perfect, full, and sufficient sacrifice for our sins. Man had to die. God's judgment directed that a man die. Read at the end of Romans 3. Christ, and that had to be a satisfactory sacrifice. If we weren't going to die personally, there had to be a satisfactory sacrifice. Christ was that person, God and man. So as a man dying, then he had he broke the power of Satan. Otherwise, as we know from Ephesians 1 to 3, that Satan had power over man. Excuse me, Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 3. And man could not say no to Satan. But when Christ died and forgave men their sins through faith in his death and resurrection, when they believed on him, and thus the regeneration, where the old man died that was burdened by sin, and a new man identified with Christ, remade in the image of Christ, who God considered righteous, suddenly sin had no power over man. Where punishment was demanded. Satan had no more power over man. That death and resurrection broke the power of Satan over us. And we can say no to sin. And of course, we have eternal life. We're no longer in Satan's grasp. Verse 15, and delivered them who, through the fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So here was man through all generations, fearing death, wondering what was beyond, bounded by their fear. And you can tell this in other religions, in ancient religions, in paganism, all the time, doing sacrifices, humans, animals, and to appease to God, always envisioning an angry God that they somehow had to appease, always, through their works, through these sacrifices. And we see it today in every religion, in every Christian cult, apart from Christianity, which recognizes we have no power to forgive our own sins and to beat it. Only Christ can do that, and the Holy Spirit as an indwelled believer. So no more fear over death. We're no longer bound to the guilt of our sin. We're set free, and Satan has no more power over us. And we're the brothers, we're the of Christ, who has died for us. He acknowledges us, and he sanctifies us through his blood, and we are sanctified. Wow, what a great promise. Hope, eternal hope, through God's grace alone, not by our works, that we have through Jesus. Okay, so please keep with me here. The rest of the chapter will play out. This will play out more in how this affects our daily life past our salvation. Glad you were with me today, and I'll look forward to seeing you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, Hebrews Verse by Verse. We hope you found the teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next week for another exciting episode. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleosresearch.com. That's TELEIOSRESEARCH. Thank you.